They lay listening. Can you do it when the time comes? When the time comes, there'll be no time. Now is the time. Curse God and die. What if it doesn't fire? It has to fire. What if it doesn't fire? Could you crush that beloved skull with a rock? Is there such a being within you of which you know nothing? Can there be? Hold him in your arms, just so. The soul is quick. Pull him toward you. Kiss him quickly. He waited, the small nickel-plated revolver in his hand. He was going to cough. He put his whole mind to holding it back. He tried to listen, but he could hear nothing. I won't leave you, he whispered. I won't ever leave you. Do you understand? He held the trembling child in the leaves, clutching the revolver. They lay all through the long dusk and into the dark, cold and starless, blessed. He began to believe they had a chance. We just have to wait, he whispered, so cold. He tried to think, but his mind swam. He was so weak. All his talk about running, he couldn't run. When it was truly black about them, he unfastened the straps on the backpack and pulled out the blankets and spread them over the boy, and soon the boy was sleeping. In the night, he heard hideous shrieks coming from the house, and he tried to put his hands over the boy's ears, and after a while, the screaming stopped. He lay listening. Coming through the cane break into the road, he'd seen a box, a thing like a child's playhouse. He realized it was where they watched the road, lying in wait and ringing the bell in the house for their companions to come. He dozed and woke. What's coming? Footsteps in the leaves. No. Just the wind. Nothing. He sat up and looked toward the house, but he could see only darkness. He shook the boy awake. Come on, he said. We have to go. The boy didn't answer, but he knew he was awake. He pulled the blankets free and strapped them onto the knapsack. Come on, he whispered.